CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. Visiting Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang has met with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak for talks on bilateral ties and regional issues. Li Keqiang arrived in Seoul earlier in the day for a two-day visit to the country, following his three-day trip to North Korea. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea says the two-day direct talks between the U.S. and North Korea in Geneva were positive and constructive.Stephen Bosworth also says further talks are necessary for disagreements on some issues.
There's a long history to this relationship, and we have many differences, not all of which can be overcome quickly. But I am confident that with continued effort on both sides, we can reach a reasonable basis of departure for formal negotiations for a return to the six-party process.
North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Ki-kwan also said they made breakthroughs in some issues, while further talks are necessary. China will launch the Shenzhou 8 spacecraft in early November to test space docking with the country's first space lab module. Officials with China's space program say the unmanned Shenzhou 8 will be blasted off from the Chiuchuan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China to rendezvous with the Tiangong-1 module, which was launched in late September.Shenzhou 9 and Shenzhou 10 would follow to dock with the lab module in the next 2 years. Tunisia's moderate Islamist party Ennahda has emerged as the winner in the first democratic elections prompted by the Arab Spring. Partial official results suggest Ennahda is well ahead in a vote for a new assembly that will write a constitution and appoint a caretaker government. However, Ennahda is not expected to have an overall majority.Coalition talks with secular parties have begun. Rescuers have pulled a two-week-old baby girl alive from the rubble of an apartment building in Turkey's quake-stricken town of Erciş 48 hours after the deadly tremor struck. Her mother and grandmother were also rescued. Earlier in the day, a pregnant woman and her two children were also pulled out of the rubble, reviving hopes for those still searching for loved ones.So far, nearly 460 people have been confirmed killed, and nearly 1,400 others are listed as injured. Nearly 500 aftershocks have rattled the area, which is located along Turkey's eastern border with northern Iran. Residents of Bangkok's Chinatown district woke up today to see part of their community flooded because of the rising level of a nearby river. Many hurried to protect their homes and businesses with sandbags.Some even erected sealed cement barriers across shop fronts. Bangkok's governor says the capital cannot escape flooding, warning residents of 13 districts along the Chao Phraya River, the city's biggest waterway, to be prepared. In Afghanistan, three people were killed and dozens injured when an oil tank truck exploded in Pawan province, some 55 kilometers north of Kabul. A local official says around 40 others were injured.The blast was said to be triggered by a magnetic mine attached to the tanker. The tank was carrying fuel to Bagram, which hosts one of the largest military bases in Afghanistan. A ship carrying 450 tons of diesel sank off the coast of the United Arab Emirates late Tuesday, and the crew were rescued. State media WAM says the vessel sank 11 nautical miles off the UAE coast, without specifying whether the diesel was leaking.A technical team is working to contain the environmental impact, salvage the ship and offload its cargo. The ship, named the White Whale, is settled 35 meters under the sea. After 3 years of delays, aircraft maker Boeing's Dreamliner jet has taken its maiden commercial voyage. The plane of Japan's All-Nippon Airlines was flying from Tokyo to Hong Kong.The Dreamliner had originally been scheduled for delivery in 2008, but Boeing has suffered a string of setbacks. Boeing plans to make 10 of the planes a month from 2013. A Picasso painting estimated at $60,000 has been stolen from a Colombian museum. Authorities are investigating the theft of the untitled watercolor painting, which was donated by a Colombian sculptor, Edgar Negret, to the museum in Popayán, the provincial capital of Cauca.Local press report that two unidentified expatriates are wanted in the investigation. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.